Today is December 5th, so it's 20 days since the Nativity Lent started and 20 days to go. We're halfway through our path through Christmas, and the church places here in the middle of this journey toward Holy Nativity a great saint, Saint Sabas, the sanctified, great ascetic. So I thought it might be useful just to reflect briefly on some things you're familiar with, but just reminders about the ascetic life as we try to sacrifice a little bit, to make a little bit of an effort during this Nativity fast to help prepare our hearts for receiving Christ at the great feast of Nativity. You know, the simplest and most, really maybe most useful image that many of the Holy Fathers give us about the ascetic life is the image of a fruit tree or a fruit bush, a raspberry bush. And they tell us that we don't have a raspberry bush for the leaves. We have a raspberry bush for the berries. If you go out to your raspberry bush and there's no berries on it, you think, like, well, what good are these? I need to get new ones. The leaves isn't what we're after. And they say, but without the leaves, you wouldn't have any raspberries. You aren't going to go out to your raspberry bush and see a bunch of raspberries and no leaves. And they say, this is the way it is with our ascetic effort. The ascetic effort isn't the goal of the Christian life. It's not what we're after. It's not what we're searching for. It's the berries. It's the fruit. And we heard that in the epistle today from the Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace. This is a human life. A fruitful human life looks like that fruit of the Spirit kind of bursting out of us. That's what the human life is about. So that's the berries on the tree, as it were. But we'll never obtain those berries unless we have the leaves, unless we have the ascetic effort. So the ascetic effort is necessary, like leaves are necessary, but they're not the goal. They're instrumental. That's maybe the most important thing for us, because it's easy for us to get kind of discouraged or depressed or disappointed or feel like we don't measure up, and we're measuring ourselves by the means, the instrument, as opposed to the goal. And the goal is this communion with Christ, because the fruit of the Spirit is, most importantly, the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of our human efforts. So then the challenge becomes to have the ascetic effort in such a way that it's not us producing the fruit, but us placing ourselves in a situation where God can produce the fruit. And if you think about the main ascetic efforts that we engage in, we'll see that they're really kind of a pulling back from the ways of the world so that we can, or the needs of our, what we think of as the needs of the body, so that we can let God have space within us. So think of the three that our Lord gave us, the ascetic efforts of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And then we heard in the gospel for the day today, the keeping vigil, keeping watch. And so this is staying awake a little bit and to pray. And then often we add a fifth ascetic effort of spiritual reading the scriptures, reading the holy writings. So if we did these five efforts in a way that was manageable for us, giving of alms, praying, fasting, keeping vigil, and reading, spiritual reading, then we would be making space in our lives for God to enter. As it were, we would be putting our leaves in a place where the light can shine on them and give us that energy to produce the fruit. And how does that work? Well, the almsgiving is pretty simple. It's giving of things that God has given us to others, whether it's time. It's not holding that time for ourselves so we don't have time for other people, but maybe it's listening, calling someone on the phone, writing a note, an email, or in certain times, visiting people. We can do that. But it's also material things. It's not possessing or hoarding or collecting and clinging tightly to those material things that God gives us, but being free to give them and offer them to other people. Well, with this giving of time and possessions, material things, money to other people, helps us realize that this isn't where we're going to find our dependency. We want our dependency to be somewhere else. So it creates a space in our lives for God to be our dependency. Similarly with fasting, we have urges to fast just like we have urges to collect. You know, we see something, I want it, I see it, I want it. But it's the same thing with food. I see it and I want to eat it. I'm anxious and worried, so I want to go eat. And so we fast a little bit from both certain types of food, but also from, we fast from filling ourselves up full. We always try to carry around a little bit of hunger in us, a little bit of yearning, so that we remind ourselves that there's this space which we want God to inhabit in our life. And so the same thing, this ascetic effort is creating a little bit of space, a little bit of emptiness that we don't want to fill with the things of this world. Same thing with keeping vigil. We resist getting as much sleep as we might want. We don't have to maybe, depending on who we are and where we are in life, but we don't have to get up in the middle of the night and pray for 3 hours, but it's enough if we stay up a little bit longer to pray or get up a little bit early to pray. To remind ourselves that our real rest comes from spending time with Christ, united to Him, even as we had in the Gospel for St. Sabas, that come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So God gives us rest even in our sleep, but we don't sleep to the point of laziness or of pampering ourselves, but we make a little bit of an effort to say, I can do without a little bit of sleep so that I can create space in my life to see that Christ is the one who really gives me rest. Similarly with information, I think that reading of the scriptures is in a way, and of the writings of the Holy Fathers, the world is now just filled with information. It's hard to imagine we could get more in, but somehow we keep finding ways to pump our lives full of more information. But it's striking that it's information about this fallen, broken world that's angry and hostile and bitter and frustrated, and promising us all kinds of solutions, promissory notes about how we're going to fix things with this or that social movement or political movement or diet or fad, whatever it might be. But when we set that information aside a little bit and read the scriptures and read the writings of the Holy Fathers, we find out that, no, there's a larger space in within us, in our own hearts. There's a more of an opening to a world beyond this fallen world, to the heavenly realm. That within, deep within our hearts is not only various kinds of lusts and envies and worries and anxieties, but also a vast expanse of space for God to inhabit. And so reading the scriptures gives us sort of information, if you will, in the way in which when the word was coined, Aristotle coined the word, and he talked about information being informed matter, meaning you put the form in the matter. And so we want to be formed, we want our matter, this material object, to be formed by the Word of God and by a holy tradition, and not just by all of the information that is showered upon us in the fallen world that offers false promises. So setting aside some of that inundation with information from the world and opening ourselves to the reading of spiritual reading, sacred reading, creates that space within us. And then finally, prayer. St. James tells us that if we could control our tongue, we can control the whole body, the way a little rudder steers the whole ship. A very dangerous instrument, you know, it's like a little match that can set a whole forest on fire. So with our tongue, it's good if we can, as it were, just stop talking for a little while, talking in the ways which don't produce anything in this world, but listen. And enter into that closet that our Lord asked us to enter into and shut the door behind us and just enjoy the presence of our Heavenly Father. Prayer really is shutting out all of those things of this world, good things as well as bad things, just so that we can create that space to be alone with our Father in heaven. Often the Holy Fathers talk about the entering your closet and closing the door as entering your heart and closing your senses. It's not that the world is bad, the created world that God created is good, but it becomes a distraction for us. It's so easy for us to take the aspects of this world and replace God with the things of this world. And so we take periods of our life just to close our senses. We shut the door to the things of this world so to create some space in our lives to just have our eyes of our Father on us. So in the ascetic effort, in these five ways, they're leaves. They're leaves that we absolutely have to have in our life because they create that space, not that the space produces the fruit, but the space allows God to come and inhabit. And when God inhabits us, then he produces the fruit. And so the berries are grown because the leaves were there to collect the sunlight. Not because the leaves can produce fruit on their own, but the leaves can be that opening in which the sunlight can come in to energize the plant, the body, the life, to produce the fruit that God wants in us. So this is our challenge always, every day in our life, but especially during these longer fasting periods, where we're more focused and concentrated on the ascetic effort. And the Saint's Office, of course, is one of the great examples and models for us. And we can't be discouraged that sometimes we give these things that do more than we can imagine. So the final thing I want to say is that with the ascetic effort, it's enough to do what you are able and just a little bit more. I mean, if we just did what we're able, then it's what we can do at our strength. But if we do what we're able and just a little bit more, then we know that we're trusting God. We're relying on him to make this little effort for these few prostrations or for this getting up a little bit earlier, resisting this food. If we try to do what we're able to do and a lot more, we'll break. We'll give up. We'll succeed for a week or 2 weeks, but we'll have a crash. And we'll sort of distance ourselves from any ascetic effort for weeks or months at a time, and we'll be like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. So let us practice these things within our own. Each of us have very different constitutions. We're in different stages in life. Let us practice these things as much as we're able and a little bit more, and then God will come and inhabit that space that's created and produce the fruit that makes us true human beings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.